This is sad, but I actually made this already, and for some reason I did it on my phone, and then I accidentally started recording over it, so it was really annoying, and I couldn't get it to fix because I'm tired. But it's been a really long time, and it's almost been a year, so I kind of just wanted to reintroduce myself again and say hi because I haven't been on in such a long time, and I kind of, decided to come back on again, and so hi. Reddit people. But I guess I was gonna read this questionnaire that little Mako had posted. Thank you for posting it. And hopefully you can get to know me a little bit more. And maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll get to know you guys a little bit more. Please introduce yourself. That's the question. Number one, your username and what name you like to go by. So hello, my username is Luna Fawn X. I guess what name you'd like to go by. You can just say Luna, that's totally fine. Or I don't know if you have any other names, but Luna's totally fine, don't worry about it. Number two, are you or aspiring to be a performer, writer, lurker, etc.? More than one can be applicable. I think a little bit of everything. I like doing audio. Life happened, so I kind of ended up stopping it. But I really enjoy it. I think it's pretty fun. Maybe not so much a writer. I do like to write poetry and stuff. Maybe I'll post it on here. I don't really know. Maybe. I'm kind of shy, so I keep those things really private, but possibly. And a lurker? Definitely. Definitely a lurker. I like listening to audios. They're pretty fun to listen to, so a little bit of both. Three favorite musical genres, or my top three music artists. I really like musical. I like all different kinds. Like I like musicals. I like pop music. I like rap. I like alternative music, R&B. It's kind of all over the place. I really like, sorry, I really like Khalid. He's an amazing artist. He's only 18 years old. He's super awesome. I love his voice. It sounds so beautiful and just so nice. Maybe not beautiful, but like it sounds really great. I also really like Halsey a lot. Halsey's another top artist that I've been listening to a lot lately. I just like, I don't know. I don't really, I have all different kinds, but feel free to recommend any music to me because I will definitely try and listen to it. I always like listening to new songs and kind of like, figuring out, discovering new music. So if you have any recommendations, definitely put a comment to below. And then yeah, let me know if you have any new music. what is your, oh, number four. What is your current favorite kink slash fetish? What do you find sexy? Can be specific or as vague as you wish. I'm pretty open to it. I don't know, what I find sexy is like banter, like flirting, like that's something, like what leads up to like sex or whatever you decide the physical part is like that banter. I think conversation's so important. Like, I don't know, it's not really kink or a fetish, but like I find that really sexy, like being able to like banter and tease. Like flirt, I think that's really cool. Cool. Oh, sorry, I'm like a dork right now. But yeah, that's kind of what it is. Spanking's pretty nice too. Wink, wink. I guess not really wink, wink, but like yeah, this makes pretty cool. Number five. I'm just gonna move forward. But number five, kink slash fetish. You'd like to learn more about? I'm kind of like open to everything. Whatever someone wants to tell me or whatever question I come up with, like it's kind of like I'm open. I really like role play. I think role play is really beautiful from an artistic standpoint. I think it's really great. Because it takes skills and it takes learning. I mean, I'm interested all over in that whole entire community. I think it's great. But yeah. Six big oh number six. Biggest pet peeves. So this is gonna sound like really mean, but I have a lot of pet peeves. Like it's kind of sad, but I have a bunch of pet peeves. Like really, I get annoyed a lot, which is like my downfall because I should be more patient, tolerant of people. But pet peeve, I get annoyed with a lot of things. I hate when people do repetitive sounds, like tapping their pen on the desk, or they tap their fingers, or they're like, jangling your keys, or like like coins, like if they just do it repetitively and they don't realize it, or like click their pen up and down, like that really annoys me a lot, because I'm like, stop making that repetitive noise, because I can hear it, like I can figure it out and hear it. It's so annoying. Also, when people talk in the movie theaters, I actually went to see Black Panther over the weekend, and that was so annoying. I want to smack people because they kept talking. I was like, stop talking. Like, they were little kids, but still, I was like, please stop talking. I just want to listen to this really badly. Those are some, but I have a lot. And I promise I'm not a mean person, though. I just have a lot of pet peeves, it turns out. Because I'm going to be honest, I'm not going to be like, I have two. But yeah. Number seven, favorite celebrity voice? Do you prefer higher or lower pitch voices? So I like lower pitch voices. I don't know if it's because I have a really high voice personally. And whenever I hear my voice, but I know everyone says like, oh, you always hate your own voice. Fucking don't like it. Sorry. Excuse me for my cussing. Sorry about that. But yeah, no, like that is, I like lower voices because my voice maybe is super high, but I don't know. Lower voices, just like a nice, smooth, low voice is super great. Like, for example, like Alan Rickman, that celebrity, he read, I like found a YouTube video and he was reading, I think, one of Shakespeare's love sonnets, and I really liked it a lot. Like, I say like a lot, sorry. It was really just, it was so smooth and nice and just like kind of dark sounding, but it was nice. It was very peaceful. He can keep talking to me, or reading sonnets at least to me. What ice, oh yeah, number eight. I would keep forgetting the numbers. I should just stop saying the numbers. What ice cream flavor would your sexual preferences be? Feel free to come up with a brand new flavor. Additionally, how do you prefer your ice cream? On its own, with or without toppings, sauces, in a cone, on a waffle, etc. I guess what my ice cream flavor that my sexual preference would be, I'd have to say Cherry Garcia. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge for those who might, I don't know, get it or not. Leave me a comment if you do get it. Because, you know, leave me a comment. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. On that innuendo, but I like fudge a lot, but that's like on Froyo. I don't eat toppings with ice cream. Usually, like, eat ice cream by myself. But with Froyo, definitely with the toppings. I like it, but I like it separated. I'm a person who likes to keep my flavor separated if I can. It would be nice. But yeah, like I like, you know, I like toasted almonds, toasted coconut, mochi, fudge, all that business on my froyo. But yeah, now I'm just getting off topic again. But yeah, froyo's good and ice cream's good. But number nine, what are your biggest idiosyncrasies, mannerisms, behaviors, or ways of thinking that makes you? I overthink a lot, I think, and that makes me ramble because I overthink things. So I tend to ramble and go off on like a different like conversations. Like I'm rambling right now. Because, like, when I get nervous too, I ramble a lot. So, I guess, yeah, there we go. See, rambling. I also, you can tell. Okay, so, when I'm speaking, you can totally tell when I get excited because my pitch starts going up and I actually talk a lot louder. So, the more I get excited or passionate about something, or I guess also nervous, I start talking in a much higher voice on top of me getting louder. So I don't know why I do that to myself, because it's like, if you're nervous, maybe you shouldn't talk. But I feel like I have a need to talk. Sometimes I talk way too much. Just something that like I do, I'm sure a lot of people do this, but like I bump into a lot of stuff. Like it's bad. I bump into everything. So I have, sometimes I get bruises on like calves, my shins and my thighs, or like I scrape my arm because I like bump into stuff, which is weird because I'm not actually really tall or anything. I'm actually pretty short. I don't know where I bump into things. Maybe because I have like really, maybe I have really bad depth perception or something. But yeah, so that's another thing. Fun fact, I bump into stuff a lot. Number 10. That's the last question. What do you hope to get out of GWA slash GWAB? Know. I'm really open. Like, I like to make some friends, maybe get to know some people, kind of, you know, be open, talk to people, comment on their things, and, you know, support this community, because I really like this community. When I was here a year ago. It's a really great community. It's super supportive. So I kind of just, you know, I want to support people and then have people maybe support me back, possibly. It's okay if you hate it. If you're already annoyed, leave. But, you know, I'm open, you know. I want to get better at my audios too. That's another thing. But that's pretty much it. Those are all the questions. I don't know if you guys have any more questions for me. Feel free to leave a comment. Let me know if you have any other, like, I don't know, if you want to know anything else for me, I can make another post or whatever, or you can just message me, chat me, I don't know, and I'll answer your question. Also, I am looking for ideas for, like, scripts or some audios, so if anyone has any, like, ideas, like, if you're like, I have a script that I would really like for you to try, or if you have any ideas, you're like, oh, this idea would be really cool, that would be super awesome. I always love getting feedback. Just, you know, tell me, let me know, feel free to talk to me. I'm a really friendly person, I promise. I'm just honestly deep down inside, I'm just a big fat awkward dork who likes to ramble a lot. So feel free to message, I don't know, do whatever you want to do, but be nice, I guess. Please be nice, please. But otherwise, I hope everyone has a super great day, whether it's morning, night, or anything. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.